إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد We continue reading The explanation of the hadith number 24 from the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah from the book Al-Minha al-Rabbaniya fi Sharh al-Arba'in al-Nawawiya of our noble Shaykh al-Allama Dr. Salih bin Fawzan al-Fawzan hafidahu Allah wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayhi wa lil-muslimin wa lil-muslimat. We narrate to you the explanation of the portion of this hadith Qudsi that the Shaykh al-Fawzan says is a tremendous hadith, is a great hadith. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ibadi, innakum lan tablughu darri fatadurruni, wa lan tablughu naf'i fatanfa'uni. O my servant, you will not attain harm in me so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefit in me so as to benefit me. قال ذلك لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى غني عن عباده سبحانه وتعالى. This is due and because Allah is al-ghani. Allah stands for no need for His servants whatsoever. فمن كفر وأشرك وعصى وعصى الله فإنه لا يضر الله جل وعلا وإنما يضر نفسه. That because when a person disbelieves, fall into shirk, associate parts with Allah, and for the one who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of these people harm or cause harm to Allah whatsoever. They only cause harm to themselves. They just harming themselves by falling into disbelief, shirk, and by disobeying Allah. No harm whatsoever is caused for Allah, but these people, they only harm their own selves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim, the ayah number 8, إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And this is the statement that Musa alayhi salam said to his people. If you disbelieve, you all, and you and all on the earth together, then verily Allah is rich, free of all wants, owner of all praise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فهو سبحانه ليس بحاجة إلى عبادتنا وطاعتنا. Allah is in no need for our obedience and our actions of worship. Allah doesn't benefit if the people are obedient and they are righteous. وَإِنَّمَا أَمَرَنَا بِهَا لِحَاجَتِنَا نَحْنُ إِلَيْهَا فَضْلًا مِنْهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. But Allah commands us with obedience and to perform these actions of worship because of our benefit, because we need to do these things to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He commands us out of His bounty and benevolence, not out of need. Allah commands us to do these things and to be obedient, to work righteousness out of mercy upon us, because He wants good for us, not because He needs us to be obedient. The Allah stands for no need to anyone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you will not attain benefit in me, so as to benefit me. قَالَ مَهْمَا فَعَلْتَ الطَّاعَاتِ وَالْحَسَنَاتِ فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَنْفَعُ اللَّهَ بِهَا وَإِنَّمَا تَنْفَعُ نَفْسَكَ. Says, keep in mind, the Shaykh says, when you are obedient to Allah and you perform in actions of worship, you benefit in your own self. You're not benefiting Allah in any way. subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do good deeds, it's only for your own benefit. فَاللَّهُ لَا يَتَدَرَّرُ بِالْمَعَاصِي وَلَا يَنْتَفِعُ بِالطَّاعَاتِ لِأَنَّهُ غَنِيٌّ عَنْ ذَلِكَ وَإِنَّمَا يَرْجِعُ هَذَا إِلَى الْعَبْدِ طَاعَتُهُ لَهُ وَمَعْصِيَتُهُ عَلَيْهِ فَاللَّهُ هُوَ النَّافِعُ الدَّارُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So once again the Shaykh, he says, no harm is caused to Allah due to the disobedience of the servants whatsoever. Likewise, Allah does not benefit from the obedience of the people, because Allah is al-Ghani. Allah stands in no need for the creation. Rather, whatever work a person do, they go back, the result go back to the person himself. If a person is obedient, he be rewarded. But if a person is disobedient, likewise the consequences, that person has to deal with them. And keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who brings benefit and repels the harm. قال سبحانه يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you. قال الشيخ يعني أول الخليقة وآخر الخليقة إلى أن تقوم الساعة. This intend by, Allah intends the all the creation, from the first of them to the last of them, until the establishment of the hour. لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وهم بنو آدم وجنكم وهم العالم الثاني الجن. The human of you and the jinn of you. The human, the Bani Adam, the children of Adam. The jinn, the Shaykh says, is the other عالم. الجن عالم لا يعلمهم الله إلا الله. لا يعلمهم إلا الله. لا نراهم. He says, the jinn, Allah knows who they are. We as a human being, we don't see them. They exist. عالم الجن, they exist. The world of the jinn exists. But we don't see them. Allah knows them. وَسُمُّوا بِالْجِنِّ مِنَ الْإِجْتِنَانِ وَالْإِخْتِفَاءِ. The Shaykh, they were given this name jinn from ijtinan, which is to hide or not to be seen. So that's why we cannot see them. That's why they called al-jinn. As Allah tells us in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 27, إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. Verily, he, meaning the Iblis, he and his Qabil, and his soldiers from the jinns of his tribe, see you from where you cannot see them. Shaitan and his soldiers and his army and his, from his tribe, from his kind, they see us, but we don't see them. فهم موجودون ويعيشون معنا. So they exist and they live amongst us. They share this universe. Okay? ومنهم مؤمن وكافر. Likewise the jinn, from them are those who are believers and those who are disbelievers. ومنهم مطيع وعاصي. Likewise from them those who are obedient to Allah and those who are disobedient. ومنهم بار وشقي. منهم those who are righteous and there are those who are wicked. مثل بني آدم وهم عالم من عالم الغيب لنراهم. Same thing. You find from the Bani Adam some those who believe and those who disbelieve, good people upon the Sunnah, other upon Bid'ah. The jinn are like that. Our noble Shaykh Muqbil Ibn Hadi Al-Wadi'i Rahimahullah, he gave a talk to the jinn. I don't know how many times, but at least I had a tape a long time ago, years. And now, right now, people don't even use tapes anymore. Who knows? Allahu A'lam. But I used to have that tape. I couldn't find it. But subhanAllah, the Shaykh, he gave a talk, a lecture to the jinn. And he says, look, I know you may hear me now. And he be calling them to Tawheed and warn them against Shirk and calling them to be upon the Sunnah and to avoid bid'ah and innovations. And we do the same thing. We're calling them to the deen of Allah and to be upright and righteous upon Tawheed and to leave off Shirk and to be upon the Sunnah and to leave off bid'ah and innovations. قال سبحانه كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم. This were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you. Allah says to be as pious as the most pious heart of any one man of you. Okay. قال لو كانوا كلهم صالحين بررا لا يقع منهم خطأ. If the human being, all of them, not just a few, and all of the jinn, the first generations and the last generations, if all of them they were righteous, the Shaykh says, pious, they don't commit any mistakes. Which is not the case. It's not the case. People disobey Allah. The majority don't worship Allah. The majority as in our time, there is like some 6+ billions. There is only like the fifth or the sixth of them are Muslims. And when you look at all those Muslims, how many of them are obedient for real and upon the Sunnah? So now, but here, pay attention. Allah is saying, if all of the human beings, all of the jinn, Allah knows how many they are. Because from the beginning of this, of the jinn and the human being, until the end of the hour. Only in our time they say they're like 6 billion. That's the human being. We don't know the jinn, how many they are. And from the creation, the beginning of the human being, until Allah knows how many. But if all of them be righteous, and all of them work righteousness, no mistakes, no rebellious, no chaos, no disobedience, مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا SubhanAllah. That would not increase my kingdom in anything. SubhanAllah. That was not. لماذا؟ قال لأن الله جل وعلا لا تنفعه طاعة المطيع لأنه غني عن ذلك فملك الله تام ولا تزيده طاعة الطائعين. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not benefit from the obedience of the people of His creation. If everybody is righteous and do what they were ordered to do, this doesn't benefit Allah in any way. Because Allah did not command the creation to be obedient so that He can benefit. No. As the Shaykh mentioned earlier, it's only for their own benefit, out of mercy from Him. The dominion of Allah is perfect. So, it's not to be increased if the people are obedient and kind and... لا بارك الله فيكم. قال ولو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد. Likewise, he says, if the first of you and the last of you, the human of you, the jinn of you, they are to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any one man of you. All of them on the same page. Wickedness. No obedience. No righteousness. Nothing but evil and bad. قال الشيخ لو كفر الناس جميعا. If all the people disbelieve. Walhamdulillah, it's not the case. We thank Allah that for guiding us to be upon Islam and saving us from disbelief. And we ask Allah firmness upon this. We ask Allah to keep our hearts firm upon His religion, upon Tawheed, and to cause us to die upon it, and upon Iman, and upon Islam. But here Allah says, if the Shaykh explained the statement of Allah, he said, if the people, all of them disbelieve, فَإِنَّ مُلْكَ اللَّهِ تَامٌ وَلَا يَنْقُسُ بِسَبَبِ كُفْرِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. لن يضر الله شيئا. If everybody is wicked and not obedient and disbelief, still doesn't harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything. Because Allah's dominion is perfect. It doesn't decrease. He's not affected by the disbelief of the creation. Allah's kingdom and dominion is not affected in any means, by any means, by the disobedience of the creation. They will never be able to harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned the same ayah, number 8 in Surah Ibrahim. وَقَالَ مُوسَى إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Musa said to the people, if you disbelieve, you reject faith, you and all of those on earth together, Allah is in no need for you. فَلَا يَغْتَرَّ الْإِنسَانِ بِعَمَلِهِ. In the Shaykh, he says, a person should not be deceived by his actions just because he's obedient. وَيَمُنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And the person now, just because he's righteous, thinks like he's doing Allah a favor or something. No, it's not the case. You're doing your own self a favor. Allah is in no need for you in any way. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 17, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ فَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَذَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They regard as favor upon you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they have embraced Islam. Like, they embrace Islam like they do want the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a favor. Say, count not your Islam as a favor upon me. Nay, but Allah has conferred a favor upon you, that He has guided you to the faith, if you indeed are true. فَالْمِنَّةُ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Allah is to be thanked and praised, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for guiding us to Al-Islam. And if we are righteous, we benefit only ourselves. The human being, yes. On the other hand, yes. If a person have a business and he have 20 workers, if they all come on time and they work, they don't play around, and they do their work, the orders they came, they knock these orders in a nice way, no waste. They don't make mistakes, and therefore that takes away from the cost. And then all orders are shipped in the right time, right direction, right address, no mistakes. Of course, this business, how is it going to be? The owner of the business. It's good. Business doing good. What if those people, half of them don't show up? And those who show up, they don't do the work. They playing games, they texting. They work only when he's there. When he's not there, they play, they text in. I don't know, they're on the phone. And then they don't do the job right. Make mistakes. They ship this on the wrong thing, mixing things, breaking things. What would you think about this business now? Is it going to be affected or not? And what about if nobody show up? See, when a human being, yes, the human being, they're like, oh, you got to be nice. You got to be good. If you do this, why? Because the owner gets... If they work good and they obey his orders and they work good, the owner himself, he's the one who benefit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا نضرب له الأمثال. We're not saying no examples for Allah. ليس كمثله شيء. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't benefit, and he's not harmed. He's not benefited with the obedience of the people. Rather, it is for themselves. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله قال سبحانه وتعالى يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد. You know the Shaykh, we're going to read to you the explanation of our Shaykh about the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you. Naam. قاموا في صعيد واحد. All of those people, okay, the jinn and the human being, to rise up in one place and make a request of me. Okay? The Shaykh says, إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ الْخَلْقُ كُلُّهُمْ وَالصَّعِيدُ مَا تَصَاعَدَ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ إذن فإذا اجتمع الخلق كلهم جنهم وإنسهم أولهم وآخرهم وكل واحد سأل الله حاجاته. سبحان الله. Shaykh says, this means that if all of the creation, including the jinn and the human being, the first one of them, the last one of them, they all of them gather in one place, and every one of them ask Allah what they need. Ask Allah what they need. Can you imagine, ya? All of the people. Allah knows how many. Now, as we mentioned, the statistics, and those statistics, they are not sure, they are not, you know, true. But they still, they say, as for the human being, they are like 6 billion or something right now. Well, add to them the jinn, and add all of the people since the creation of Adam, la ilaha illa, until the end of the hour, how many, who, Allah knows. That's a lot. But all of them gather together in one spot, in one place, and every one of them ask Allah what they want. Imagine this. This tell you the adama of Allah. This tell you about the Creator, Ya Ikhwan, the one we worship and we love. Al-Ghani. Now you will understand this, what he means, this name. And Allah, what Allah says, فَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَتَهُ مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي. And I would give, and were I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have. Subhanallah. It doesn't decrease anything. Yeah, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِرُ السَّمَاوَةِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah has the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Surah Al-Munafiqun, verse 7. And in the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, يَمِينُ اللَّهِ مَلْأَ لَا يَغِيدُهَا لَا يُغِيدُهَا نَفَقَةُ السَّحَاءُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The hand of Allah is full. It's not affected by the spending of Allah day and night. Not like the human being. The Shaykh is going to mention, you spend a little bit and you'll be like doing the math. Oh man, that's all I have. Allah doesn't apply on our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُ خَزَائِن سُبْحَانَهُ لَا تَنْقُسْ بِالْإِنْفَاقِ أَبَدًا. The treasures that are with Allah never decrease. And Allah spends a lot. Allah is al-Kareem, the generous. فَالْمَخْلُوقُ الَّذِي يُنْفِقْ يَنْقُسُ مَالُهُ وَيَنْقُسُ مَا عِنْدَهُ. The Shaykh says, as the creature, when they spend, that decrease what they have. You got a paycheck, $5,000, or four or three, but then the rent is $1,000, then the bills, food, this. You don't have $5,000. You spend everything, you pay the rent, and you pay the car, you pay the bills and food, you load it, and then you still have $5,000. No, it doesn't work like that. You see? Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, the Shaykh says, but here you spend only on yourself. Allah take care of everybody. A person take it only for himself, still his money is decreased. But Allah, Allahu yunfiq ala jami' al-khalq, wa la yunqisu dhalika min khazainihi shay'a. Allahu akbar. But Allah spend And take care, Allah, take care of all of the creation. All the creation, what they make and all of the things is from Allah, still does not decrease from His treasure anything, subhanAllah. لأنه سبحانه وتعالى غني عن الغنى المطلق. قال فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته على كثرة السائلين. الإنس والجن والأولين والآخرين وكل واحد له مسألة خاصة. Says, and if I were to give everyone what they request, the Sheikh says, keep in mind, those who are asking are many. Not like a couple, many people. Look how weak we are. Sometimes one person come and tell, help me. No, I can't. I don't have it. And those who have it, they're like, oh, if I give it to him, now I'll be in the same spot. Subhanallah. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kathrat as-sa'ilin, multitudes of those who are asking. From ins and jinn, the first generations and the last generations, everyone have specific matters and requests. And Allah give them all what they want. فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْآيَنْ قُسُمْ مِنْ خَزَانِ إِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. This does not decrease from the treasures of Allah anything. هَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى غِنَاهِ عَلَى كَرَمِهِ وَجُودِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And this tell you this about this reality that Allah is al-Ghani and He's generous, the most generous, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. فكل المخلوقات تتعيش من رزق الله عز وجل ولا ينقص ما عنده سبحانه وتعالى. Every single creature is sustained by Allah. Subhanallah. Every single creature, human being, jinn, animals, insects, fish, trees, plants, name it. And every single creature from the creation of Allah, He sustained them and provide for them daily. Still, that does not decrease from the treasures of Allah anything. Allahu Akbar. So you have to ask Allah, ask the one who has the dominion. I know, you don't beg a human being. And he may tell you, I don't have it, or may tell you something else. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ قَامُوا فِي صَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ أي في مكان واحد. يا سبحان الله. ثم قال في ختام هذه الكلمات العظيمة. And towards the end of these beautiful statements, the Shaykh said that Allah says, يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا. Allah says, O my servants, it is but your deeds that I reckon up for you, and then everyone will be recompensed and rewarded according to what they've done, to what they did. أَلَّيْسَ لَكُمْ إِلَّا أَعْمَالُكُمْ أَلَّتِي تَعْمَلُونَهَا مِنْ خَيْرٍ أَوْ شَرٍ. He says, you have nothing but your deeds. SubhanAllah. Whether it be good or evil. It's amazing, subhanAllah, how sometimes shaitan get us, you know, to start thinking in a weird way because of the lack of understanding of Tawheed. Those who are really firm in Tawheed and a proper Aqeedah, their hearts are, subhanAllah, connected to the hereafter. They just live here. They just live here. But their hearts is not connected to the dunya at all. They take advantage of it. They enjoy what's the halal in it. They get married. They eat. They drink. Inshallah, the pure things that Allah has created. But then their hearts are not attached to the dunya. Attached to the hereafter. And keep in mind, look, as a human being, that person who's running after dunya and keep him away from learning and from his obligations, fulfilling the obligations. People, they are so negligent when it comes to fulfilling the rights of Allah, the rights of their families, the rights of themselves, running after the dunya. But then, when they were born, how they came to this world? How they came to this world? Huh? Knowing anything. They don't even know who they are. Can't even say one word. Naked, with no clothing. No name. Crying. Peeing on themselves. Making a mess. Can't clean themselves. Can't feed themselves. That's us. Look how we came to this world. Can't walk. Can't talk. Can't chew. Can't eat. Nothing. He came with money. Anybody came with his pay stub with him. Or a business. Nothing. Came to this dunya. No clothes on. No name. No speech. And now, when you meet Allah, how you meet Allah? How you meet Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Same way. Naked. Barefooted. Uncircumcised. No money. No business. Allah says, وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ. And you have left that which we have provided you behind you. Nobody bring anything with him. And I ask you a question, have you ever seen, because you have witnessed funerals, right? You've been to a funeral, and you follow the funeral procedure. Have you ever seen a U-Haul truck following some janazah? And you ask, what's this U-Haul truck? No, no, this is the man's stuff. All of his furniture and money and all everything, man. His horses, his cars, his rims. It's all gonna... He requested all to be buried with him. Yeah, right. Nothing. He goes by himself. They take every single jacket. Not even socks on him or sneakers or nothing. They take everything and they wrap him in some material. That's it. What about the family? Look, person came to this dunya, nothing. Has his father, mother, alhamdulillah. But now he has a wife. Allah provide him with a wife. Inshallah, righteous. Allah provide him with children. Maybe grandchildren. And this and that. Any one of them? Have you even heard a wife said, wait before you put dirt. I gotta go with him. Yeah, right. No. Any of his children, wait a minute. I gotta go with my father, man. Wait, you gotta put dirt on me too. No. That's why the Prophet ﷺ tells us. Once they buried the son of Adam, they finish. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that three things follow him to the janazah, to the graveyard. Three things follow that person who died. Three things go with him. His wealth, they drive in his cars and this and that. And his family and his deeds. They put that person in the grave and they put dirt. Two things go back and one stay. All the family and all the wealth is gone. Go back. Allah says you leave it behind you. You don't bring none of that. And what stays with the person?
His deeds.
His deeds. Whether it be good or bad. فالله سبحانه وتعالى لا يعذب أحدا على غير عمله أبدا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى never punish anyone except because of what they have earned. الجنس من الجزاء من جنس العمل. فلا ينعم الله الكافر ويعذب المؤمن. On يوم القيامة Allah would not allow the disbeliever who denied the messages and the messengers and allow them to go to the Jannah. Go, enjoy it. And Allah punish the believers and the righteous. No, هذا لا يليق بالله. This doesn't befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذي يعذب هو الكافر والذي ينعم هو المؤمن. But the one who will be punished on يوم القيامة is the disbeliever, the one who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrogantly. And the one who will be admitted in gardens of paradise and they enjoy themselves is the believer. فَضْلًا مِنْهُ وَإِحْسَانًا وَعَدْلًا وَكَرَمًا مِنْهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And all of this is due to the benevolence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy and His justice. Those who are punished, they are punished because of the justice of Allah. They're not wronged. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Lord does not wrong anyone. You remember in the previous hadith that we have studied that Allah says, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. O my servants, I have made oppression. In the same hadith, in the beginning, Ya Ibadallah. Same hadith, in the beginning, I want to say, O my servants, I have made oppression and dhulm forbidden upon myself. Allah does not wrong anybody. Nobody will be wrong. They are punished because they are from this country or the other, or from this tribe. No. Allah does not, subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not wrong anyone. People wrong themselves in this life. And those who wrong themselves in this dunya, every one of them on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will make a request. Oh Allah, if you only send me back. Now they want to do righteous. Now they will free themselves from those who corrupt them. Now they want to free. Now, oh Allah, like in Surah Al-Baqarah, they say, oh Allah, if you give us another chance, we surely will show you what we're going to do. So we can free ourselves from those who cause us to go astray. But no, the proof came to them in this life. Allah gave them time, gave them intellect, gave them, sent to them messengers. And when you look at all of this, you say Alhamdulillah for guidance. And you thank Allah for guidance. قال فهذا فيه دليل على أن الجزاء إنما يكون على العمل لا بالنسب ولا بالجاه ولا بالحسب. الشيخ says that the جزاء, the reward that the people will be getting on يوم القيامة is according to the deed itself. Has nothing to do with your lineage, your position in the community, and has nothing to do with your achievements. The people in this dunya, yes, they take this matters in consideration. You know, there are some people, they look at the person, they give him the best place, and sometimes even people, they like let him go because he's a big guy from big tribe or this. Not only Yawm al-Qiyamah. Matters are not settled due to who you are, what country you come from, what lineage, what. No, with one thing. What did you do in this life? How obedient were you? How serious were you in carrying out the commands of Allah, staying away from the prohibitions, and how serious were you in trying to hold in firm to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to save yourself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, Surah Al-Hujurat. The most honorable with you, amongst you, is those who have taqwa. Not the Arab or non-Arab, the black or white or rich or poor. No, taqwa. The more you are obedient to Allah, the more you are honorable and honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَيْسَ هُنَاكَ مَجَالٌ تَنَالُ بِهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْعَمَلَ الَّذِي تَعْمَلُهُ وَلَا تُعَذَّبْ إِلَّا عَلَى عَمَلِكَ. So the Shaykh says, to be among the winners and those who will be rewarded with good is not because of anything else except because of what you have done in this life. And those who are punished, they are punished because of their actions as well. So look, Alhamdulillah, we're still alive. See, this statement would not benefit someone who's dead. If somebody died, that's it. Cannot do anything for themselves. Unless if they left something that the Prophet ﷺ tells us will continue to benefit them. Like in the hadith, إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث. When the son of Adam died, all of his deeds cut off. Cannot benefit themselves except from three things. صدقة جارية. Continuous act of charity. وعلم ينتفع به. A beneficial knowledge that the people benefit, not any knowledge. وولد صالح يدعو له. And a righteous child that continue to make dua for them. Other than that, that's it. Cannot pray, cannot fast, cannot go hajj because he didn't go in this life and he spent money all over. No. That's all. Ayna. Tayyib. Alhamdulillah. So it's very important for us. The Sheikh, he says, people will be rewarded according to their deeds out of Allah's mercy and benevolence. It's not because they deserve, because the Sheikh, he says, don't you think that because you did this obedience, now you have to be in Jannah? This is not the price, he says. It's not the price. That's why the Sheikh himself, he explained the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, says when he says, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ أَحَدُ الْجَنَّةِ بِعَمَلِهِ. No one will enter al-Jannah just because of his good deeds. So how we understand this? It says, from the mercy of Allah. Why? Because whatever you did, Sheikh Fawzan says, even if you are obedient, righteous, if a person thinks, look, I gotta be in Jannah. If a person thinking about like this, look, I've been obedient, I've been praying, fasting, people are having fun, partying, disobeying Allah, but I subdue myself, I was good, people are playing games, they don't pray, they don't worship Allah, but me, I live in the same environment, but I worked hard, I could do the same thing. Those ideas cross my mind, but I says, no, I gotta be obedient to Allah, I gotta be in the masjid, I gotta learn, I gotta be nice, I gotta be obedient, I gotta be righteous, that's why I got to be in the Jannah. I've done what I have to do, I got nice. It doesn't work like this. Your deed will never be a price for you to be in Jannah. Then he says, because you cannot, if you want to put it like that, you cannot even pay for one favor from the favors of Allah. Your righteousness, all your righteousness, if you look at it, cannot pay for one of the favors of Allah. What about the many favors? If you spend all of your righteous actions, put them in one side to pay, you cannot pay for one favor. What about the many favors? See? Says, na'am, you do what Allah commands us to do and try to be righteous. And yes, you do what you gotta do, but you're gonna enter Al Jannah because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Na'am. قال الله تعالى في سورة ياسين verse 54, فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. This day, meaning the day of resurrection, none will be wronged in anything, nor will you be requited anything except that which you used to do according to your actions. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله, فعليك أن تهتم بعملك أيها المسلم لأنه مناط سعادتك وشقاوتك. Says, do you have to take good care of your actions? Check your action. What are you doing? Are you doing them right? Because this is the source of your happiness or of your wickedness on the day of judgment. So you have to pay attention to what you're doing. Are you acting upon the commands of Allah, the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And of course, keep in mind, it's not just doing actions, but has to be performed sincerely for Allah, ikhlas, and in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just actions. Some people, they do a lot of actions. But if they are not sincerely for Allah, it will be no benefits for them. Now, maybe they get the benefits in this dunya. They were famous and this and the people, mashallah. Maybe they have a beautiful status in the community because of their actions, because of their Quran, their memorization. But with Allah, are they going to have something? That's according to their sincerity. Were they doing it for Allah or not? That's one thing. Were they doing it the right way, according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, or according to bid'ah, innovations, what their tribes are upon, what the majority are upon, what this person is upon, what this sheikh, what the other sheikh is upon? No, according to the truth, the haqq, which Allah has revealed to our beloved Prophet ﷺ, and which we all commanded to hold on to. We are commanded, ya akhwan, in many places in the Quran to adhere to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Shaykh, he says, you got to pay attention to your actions. We are created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we were not created for this dunya, for us to just run after it and forget the hereafter. No, we're created for the hereafter. Doesn't matter how long you live, rich or poor, healthy or sick, doesn't matter. In any country, you're going to die one day. No lineage, no status, no wealth will be of any benefit. Everything's going to stay behind. The only thing will benefit on Yawm al-Qiyamah is the deeds, righteous deeds. قَالَ إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ. Allah says, it's only your deeds, your actions, that I reckon up for you. وَهَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَنَّهُ يُحْصِي الْأَعْمَالِ. This is from His bounty and His benevolence that He reckon up and record the deeds. يَعْلَمُهَا جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَيَكْتُبُهَا بِوَاسِطِ الْحَفَظَةِ. Allah knows what everyone is doing, but from His adl, His justice, they are written. يَكْتُبُهَا بِوَاسِطَةِ الْحَفَظَةِ الْمَلَائِكَ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمَ. Every single one, deeds, actions, statements are recorded by trustworthy, honorable angels that Allah appointed to write the deeds of Bani Adam. وهذه العناية منه بأعمال بني آدم دليل على فضله ورحمته بهم وإلا فهو ليس بحاجة إلى أعمالهم. And Allah does this out of His benevolence and His generosity and His bounties and His favors that He bestow upon the people. It's not because Allah needs the people, that's why He's recording their deeds. Allah knows what the people will do before they do these things. Everything is recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُضَيِّعُهَا. And nothing is to be wasted whatsoever. Nothing is to be misplaced or wasted. Everyone's actions are recorded and safeguarded, and we all see our actions. Everyone will see his book of record, find it open. يلقاه منشورا يقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Everyone will find his book of record open for him, ready. Read it. And then the zalimun, the criminals, they will say, woe to this book. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. Subhanallah. لَا يَدَعُوا صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. The criminals and those who are arrogant, those who think, man, I gotta do, man. It's like, and they disobedient to Allah, and they are wronging themselves. They just don't know. Then they will find themselves on Yawm al-Qiyamah, everything is recorded, and they will say, woe to this book. Everything is recorded in it, small or big. Because your Lord doesn't wrong anyone, doesn't oppress anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنُ الْعَمَلَى. نعم. ayah 30 in Surah Al-Kahf, we shall not and no one's deeds will be lost. Anyone who do good, their deeds will not be lost. Shall not be lost. And also in Surah Yusuf, وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The reward of the muhsineen, the good doers, shall not be wasted. Because Allah is al-adl. فهو سبحانه يعلم أعمال بني آدم وتخفى عليه ومع هذا يكتبها فقد وكل ملائكة حفظ يكتبون أعمال بني آدم خيرها وشرها ثم يوم القيامة يعطون صحائفهم التي فيها أعمالهم ويحاسبون عليها. وهذا يدل على أن الإنسان ليس بمهمل يسرح ويمرح ويفسق ويكفر ويطغى ويتجبر ويظن أنه مهمل بل أعماله كلها مسجلة عليه. سبحان الله. The Sheikh says, keep in mind Allah knows all the what the people are doing. But they are written because of Allah. Allah take good care of the Bani Adam. They are appointing angels, honorable angels. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are obedient. They do what Allah commands them to do. And these angels, they have different responsibilities that Allah assigned to them. And from those angels, those who write the actions of Bani Adam, good or bad. And on the day of judgment, the people will be given their scrolls, their books of deeds. And they will be held accountable according to what they did. So he said, this is a clear proof that a person shouldn't think like, look man, I gotta do what I gotta do, like certain people say. I'm free. You think you're free, you're not. I'm free, I'll do whatever I wanna do. And a person is not just left to do whatever that person wants to do with no responsibility, with no obligations. And think like, look, if a person disbelieve or believe, that's on them, that there's a freedom, they can do whatever they want to do. Whether he be nice or not, whether he be kind or a tyrant, or whether he be nice to the people or not. Blah. Don't you ever think that you are left without an obligation, without a purpose? Now there is a purpose. Never forget the reason why you're here. Why you were created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoint the angels that they record every single thing we do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 40, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, surely Allah wrongs not even of the weight of an atom or a small ant. But if there is any good done, He doubles it and gives from Him a great reward, subhanAllah. Allah doubles. And when a person do a good deed for Allah and is accepted, Allah multiply that at least 10 times. And as it occurs in authentic narrations, some to up to 700 to more from the fadl of Allah and His benevolence. But if a person wrong himself, it is written only as one. Not 10, not 700, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. And this should tell us, Ikhwan, to check, as the Sheikh mentioned, check our deeds and our actions. take account in. Muhasabat nafs. We believe that we're going to stand in front of Allah for accounting, for muhasabah. What did you do? What you didn't do? This, that. Take account of your actions in this life. In this life. Take a moment. You should have a moment in your life, daily. Just say to yourself, okay, what did they do today? Did they perform the prayers, all of them, in their times? As Allah commanded, have I done any good today? Have I wronged myself, wronged anybody? Have I fallen into haram today? These limbs that Allah has given me, the eye, the vision, the hearing, the hands, the tongue, this health, this strength, the wealth, the time that Allah has given me, what have I done with it? Have I thanked Allah? Because thanking Allah is not just say, oh, alhamdulillah, shukrulillah. No, it's like using the favors that Allah has given us and the bounty in that which is pleasing to Allah. If someone just thank Allah with his tongue, no, you got to thank Allah with the tongue, with the heart, and with the body parts. How you thank Allah as related to your vision? By looking only to that which Allah has made permissible. And don't look at the haram. How you thank the hearing that Allah has given you? How you thank Allah for the hearing? Not just by saying with tongue, oh, thank you Allah for my hearing. No, but that's, and also by using your hearing to that which is pleasing to Allah. Listening to that which Allah made permissible. And to stay away from listening to the haram. No backbiting. Somebody want to backbite? Tell him, akhi. Not me. Taqillah fi lisanik. Somebody want to lie. No music. No falsehood. Aina. The hands. The feet. Your health. Allah give you health. Not to be, you know, use it for things that are not pleasing to Allah. Now you use it for things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time, the intellect. Ayna'am barakallahu fikum. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. And we thank Allah for His favors upon us. And we use them in a way that is pleasing to Allah. And keep in mind, by doing this, we're not benefiting Allah in any way. In any way, because he's al-ghani. Rather, we benefit only our own selves. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.